Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but if you can, hold for just a moment because I'm having some difficulty on this system this morning. So if you can hear me, hold just for one moment. Issues, please hold for a moment if you are on the line, because at the moment I cannot see the screen to determine if anyone is on the call. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for holding on during that time of difficulty. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Sound of Power, time of intercession with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We are so delighted that you have decided to join us on this morning. If we have any prayer requests, please feel free to share those at this time.
Good morning. I want to pray for the Campbell family during their time of bereavement.
Amen. Pray for the Campbell family. Any other prayer requests this morning? Amen. And 10 intercessors that are on the call, if you can please share your name with me this morning.
Good morning. This is Sharon.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get started with this time of intercession again, and we thank those of you that joined the call on this morning. Sharon, we're going to have you to go ahead and open us up, and I will close us out. I'm going to take a moment again to see if there are any other 10 intercessors on the call. I know I had some technical difficulties, but if there are any other 10 intercessors that are on the call, please share your name at this time. Amen. So Sharon, yes, please open us up and then I will close us out.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, this morning. We thank you for allowing us another day that we are in the land of the living. Thank you, O God, that you allow this earth yet to spin on its axis. Thank you, O God, that you've allowed us, O God, to be able to wake up and be in our right mind this morning. We thank you, O God, that you allowed us another day that we can come to your throne of grace. So this morning, we, in the name of Jesus Christ, gathering, O God, to petition you, gathering to thank you, gathering you to worship you, gathering to acknowledge that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. And so, God, this morning we come with a thanks thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you, O God, for allowing us the privilege to be called by your Son's name. We don't take it for granted, but God, you have been gracious unto us. Thank you, O God, that over 2,000 years ago that he died on the cross for our sins. O God, and so, God, during this time of Lent and atonement, we come, God, asking you to forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, the thoughts, the deeds, the intentions. O God, even our desires, those things that may not line up with your will and your word, God, we ask for forgiveness. The things that we may have done in this mortal body, our sin of commission as well as our sin of omission, oh God, if we omitted to give you thanks on yesterday, we ask for forgiveness. If we've forgotten, oh God, to take your forgotten to thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, we ask for forgiveness, O God. If we've taken your name for and your hand for granted, God, forgive us. O God, we ask if we've done anything that may have brought shame to your name, God, forgive us this morning. But God, we need you to hear our prayer and hear our call. So this morning we've gathered as intercessors, as those that need and want to pray, oh God. And so, God, we ask that you would bend your ear to our call and our cry this morning. We pray, oh God, for the United States of America. And God, we ask this morning that you would have mercy, that you would look upon us, oh God, that you would guide us, and that, God, you would raise up leaders in this country that will obey your will and your word, God. We know just as easy as an unsaved man can sit in the seat of the presidency, a saved man can. And so, God, we want this country to be turned back unto you. And God, that you would forgive us of our wicked ways and forgive us, oh God, for the things that done that we've removed you from our homes. And God, we removed you from our heart and we removed you from our school. And God, we've taken prayer, oh God, from out of our public places. We've removed your laws and your standards from the courts. And so, God, now we are in a mess. But, God, we want to first return back unto you. And, God, we want ways and doors to be open that you can return back to every area and place in our life, oh God, because we need you in every area, oh God. So God, we ask this morning that your mercy and your grace would find its way, oh God, and God, that it would sit on the United States of America. God, in your word, you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. You said, oh God, that your mercy and your grace would be with us all the days of our life. And so, God, this morning, we want to see your mercy, and God, we want to feel your mercy. We want to see your grace move, oh God, that the enemy, God, would be removed. And so, God, this morning we say, have your way. Do, God, what only you can do. God, let it start with us, your body of Christ. Oh, God, move on the church this morning. Move on your bride of Christ. Move, oh, God, on the Christian, oh, God, this morning. Whatever we have called ourselves and labeled ourselves, oh God, we stand in the need of prayer this morning. And so, God, we ask that you would have your way and that you would move like never before. We ask for your forgiveness, O God, if we, the body of Christ, did anything, O God, if we sowed any seed that has grown into unrighteousness, God, forgive us. If we have, God, went against your laws and your standards this morning as the body of Christ, we come as representatives asking you to forgive us, O God. If we've done anything, O God, that may have brought shame unto your name, O God, if we walked in unrighteousness, O God, and if we walked in hate and envy and jealousy, God, forgive us, for we need you right now to wash us, O God. We need you to renew us, O God. We need to restore us. So, God, we say this morning, send a revival in the land, O God. Send a revival in the United States. Send a revival in the north, in the east, in the south, O God, and in the west. Lord, send a revival, O God. And just as there have been storms, and God, there have been tornadoes, and there have been, oh God, the rushing of water and fires, God, we say, let your Holy Spirit and your righteousness and your truth, oh God, take hold of the United States, and let it be felt in California, and then, God, let it be felt up in Boston, Massachusetts. Let it be felt, oh God, in Miami, in Florida, and God, let it be felt all the way up in the northwest, oh God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would cover the United States, oh God, of America with the blood of Jesus, and that you would cover us, O God, and you would heal us and you would deliver us. Cover us, O God, with your healing hand. Cause us, O God, to heal within our hearts. Man, the man that you created in your own image, O God, and yet we realize that even when we look at man today, it does not look like you. So God, we ask that you would cover us, O God, with forgiveness and wash us and make us new, O God, that you would touch us, that you would heal us and deliver us, that you would get inside of our very heart, O God, the heart and heart, the heart, O God, that regards more flesh and regards things more than it does human life, oh God. The man that God would lift up having weapons more than it would lift up protecting children, God. The man and the woman, oh God, that would regard unrighteousness more than it regards righteousness. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would wash us, oh God, and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we realize that man has become right in his own eyes. But God, this morning, we want to be right in your eyes. So we ask, God, that you would touch us, oh God, with your masterful hand. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, that you will restore love back in us, oh God. So we ask that you would take the hate and the racism, oh God, and wash it from our very being. And God, put your love and your kindness and your gentleness and your long suffering within us, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to be identified with you and no longer identified with our own wicked ways. But God, we need you like never before. And so, God, we ask that your hand would reach us, oh God, for we know that you are a God that sits high and looks low, that you are a God that never sleeps or slumbers, that you are a God that has all power in your hand, that you are the forgiving God and you're the merciful God, that you're the ever-present God. And so we are calling on you this morning. We're calling on you, the holy and the righteous God, the omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient God. You are our great God, and so we are
calling on you, oh God, this morning, because we need you like never before. We don't want to wake up another day, oh God, and there was a senseless killing of one of our young men, oh God, in the streets. We don't want to wake up another morning and there is racism spewing out of one man's mouth that would cause, oh God, a generation to turn against itself. We want, oh God, holiness and righteousness to be felt in the earth. So God, we ask, let your kingdom come and let your will be done this morning. We ask, oh God, that you would penetrate this earth with your truth and your righteousness. Oh God, we say rain on us this morning. And let your kingdom come, oh God, and let your will be done. And this morning we lift up specifically our African American men. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on them, oh God, that you would lead them and that you would guide them. God, that you would go into the crack house and you would find them and you would draw them out, oh God. We know, oh God, that there is nothing too hard. We need you to find our sons and our husbands, oh God. Find our uncles, oh God, and our fathers and bring them out of where they are, God. Those men, oh God, that are walking the street, that are homeless, oh God, that have served this country, oh God, and become veterans, and yet they are homeless, oh God. We're standing in the gap this morning for them. We're standing in the gap for our young men, oh God, that have gotten caught up in gangs and violence, oh God, that are coming into the homes of even their own loved ones and are killing and stealing, oh God. We are praying that you will restore the mind and their heart, oh God, back unto them. We're calling on you this morning for every man that's got strung out on drugs and alcohol, oh God. Oh yes, the enemy set the trap, oh God, and they felt prey to it. But God, we are asking you for your mercy. We know, oh God, that you have mercy, oh God, and that you can find them where they are, that you can clean them up, oh God, draw them out from where they are, and God, draw them into the house of God and to their place of healing and safety and salvation. And then, God, we are calling on you and standing in the gap for every African American man, on every man, oh God, that has lost his identity, oh God, and found himself, oh God, laying up with another man. Oh yes, we are calling on you this morning because we know that you said that it's abomination. And God, it's not that we don't love them. We love them, but we know that it's a sin. So God, we're asking you for mercy, that you would bring them back to their place of righteousness. Those that know, oh God, and then those that don't know. We realize, oh God, that we've become a United States, oh God, that has embraced wrong from right. And oh God, although it may not agree with what we want, we know, oh God, that it is right. And so God, you said you're coming back for a church without spot and wrinkle. And God, we want to not have a spot or a wrinkle, oh God. We don't want to, oh God, walk in unrighteousness on this earth, oh God, because we want to be able to stand before you, oh God, and you say, well done, oh God. We want to be able to stand before you and you say, well done, even though, oh God, there was sin all around us, oh God, we didn't partake of it. And so, God, we need you to help us to get back to that place, oh God. Help us, oh God, to change from our wicked ways. Help us, oh God, to surrender our will unto your will. Help us, oh God, to walk in righteousness and in truth, oh God. Oh God, we pray today that you would help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to come back, oh God, and to be who you have created us to be. God, we need you like never before. We need you, oh God. We need you, oh God, and we won't stop asking you to visit us and to be with us and to heal us, oh God. We pray for every man that is in enmity and having problems with his own son. We pray for sons, oh God, that have risen up against their fathers. Oh God, we need you to restore families this morning. We pray, oh God, for those young women that have risen up against their mothers, oh God. God, we say, have mercy, oh God. You have made us and created us, oh God, in family. And so the enemy has come against us, oh God, and pitted us against each other. But God, we know that you are God that has all power in your hands, and you can take the very thing that the enemy did, oh God, and turn it around for our good. So God, we ask that every relationship, oh God, that's going through a stormy process, that's going through a storm right now, that God, you would get in the midst, oh God, and you would help us, oh God, as your people, to see how you have created us. For you created man to be the head. Help, oh God, that woman and those children to obey the man as he get in alignment with you, oh God. You created the mother, oh God, to have discipline and to care for her children and her home, oh God. And so, God, we know that we have gotten out of order, but we know that you're a God that can get us back in order. And so, God, we are praying that you would deal with our hearts, oh God, that you would bring, oh God, the husband back in the home, that you would bring the fathers, oh God, back, reunite them back with their families, oh God, that you would clean us up, oh God, as a people, oh God, that you would wash away our sin and our unrighteousness, oh God, that you would bring us back together, all of the members of the family. Oh God, we stand here confessing that we are broken, but God, we need your mighty and your strong hand, oh God, to put us back together. So God, we are calling on you, standing in the gap, oh God, for brokenness in the home, brokenness, oh God, in families, brokenness in relationships. Oh God, we have become a broken people. But God, we know that you are the glue. So we ask, oh God, that you would cause us, oh God, in whatever area we are, whether we are white or black, young or old, white or black, rich or poor, God, we need you. And so we are calling on you, oh God, asking you that you would be the glue to put us back together in divine order. We surrender ourselves. We've done it all by ourselves, but God, we confess that we need you, and we need you, oh God, to draw us back to holiness and righteousness. We say yes, Lord, to you this morning. Yes to your will. Yes to your way, oh God. Yes to your desires. Yes to, God, your standards. Yes to your commandments. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we believe it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you this morning. God, we thank you for this opportunity, oh God, that you have allowed us to assemble ourselves once again, God, taking nothing for granted, God, nothing for granted, God, hallelujah. Oh God, the mere fact, God, that you have touched our minds this morning, God, we say thank you. Oh God, we say thank you, oh God, that we woke up this morning again in the land of the living, oh God, that we are amongst, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, those that still believe in calling on the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory for that this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, and we ask you, Lord God, to even begin to touch our mouths, that we will offer up the fruit of our lips, God, that we will offer up praise, God, that we will offer up, God, words of worship, God, that we will exalt your holy name on this morning. For you are indeed worthy. We declare that worthy is the Lord, and that he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Hey, God, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. Let's take a few minutes. I feel such a strong spirit of worship on this morning. Let's just give God the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Just begin to open up your mouths for a few moments and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord to me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. We worship you.
Yes,
Lord. Let's just give him praise this morning. Oh, yes, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, we bless you. We love you. We bless you. We love you. We bless your name. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Tando Husha. Oh, yes. Just take a few more moments. Give him glory this morning. Ekodamandusha. Ekodamandi ando Husha Tama. Ekodamandusha Timando Husha Tama. Oh, yes. Ekemandusha. Give him your praise. Emando Husha Tama. Say who he is to you. Ekodamandi. Let him know how grateful you are. Emando Shekodamandia. Oh, yes. God, let him know how grateful you are for every benefit. Let him know how grateful you are for everything that he has done, for every way that he has made, for every door that he has opened, for every opportunity he gives to you. Oh, for the way that he has watched over your family, for the way that he has kept you. Oh, God, in spite of yourself, that he has been a deliverer. Oh, yes, he has been a healer. Oh, God, yes, Lord, amen. He has been everything you need. When the enemy came in like a flood, he lifted up a standard against them. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
he has been the God that exceeded your expectation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Oh God, Emandohusha. I God, you are a way maker and you are a healer. Oh God, you are our God and we love you. We love you for who you are, oh God. We love you, oh God, for what you have done, God. We just simply love you. We love you, oh God, that you have been in our uprising and you have been in our down city. That you have been in every area of our life, God. There is no place in our life, oh God, where you are undetectable. Oh God, there is nothing that we have experienced, oh God, that you have not already been in. Oh, God, and we just want to thank you on this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we offer up sincere praise to our deliverer. We offer up sincere praise to our King. God, we thank you, oh, God, for all of the benefits, oh, God, that come with God just blessing your name. God, that come with just surrendering a life to you. God, we thank you for every benefit. We thank you, oh, God, for all that you are doing. We thank you, oh God, that you have been our covenant keeper. We thank you, oh God, that you have been our way maker. We thank you, oh God, that you have loved us. Oh God, in spite of us and so on this morning. Oh God, we invite you into this call. We invite you in, oh God, and ask you, Lord God, to enlarge yourself. Our God, to stretch out in the midst of us. Oh God, that you would stretch out, oh God, and bless us. Indeed, oh God, that you would be the God, oh God, that honors, oh God, your covenant with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, oh God, that we have a hope in a God that cannot disappoint us. And so on this morning, oh God, our God, we thank you, our God, that no matter what, oh God, it's impossible for you to fail us. Oh God, you are unfailing, and all things, oh God, oh God, my Sunday, and God, we just give you glory, oh God, we give you praise, we thank you for your hand, oh God, that still remains upon our nation, oh God, we thank you, oh God, because we know, oh God, that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their trouble, oh God, we know, oh God, that you are in the midst of America, oh God, because there are the voices, oh God, that is still crying out. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the sanctified. Oh God, that still believe and holding fast to the horns of the altar. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, for those, oh God, God, that still know the value of intercession. Oh God, and I pray, oh God, that even as we open up our mouths wide, oh God, that you're going to fill it, fill our mouth with God wisdom. Oh God, give us the words of prayer. Oh God, give us, oh God, what to ask you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we hit the mark. Oh God, that we, Lord God, I God know what it is. Oh God, that you would do in this hour, even for America. I God, we say, where are you in this nation? God, what is your will in this hour? Oh God, what would you have your people? Oh God, to believe you for. Oh God, what would you have us to do? Oh God, hey my Sunday. Hey God, hey my Sunday Shama. God, we're longing for you. We're longing, God, to see your miracles, your signs and your wonders. We're longing to see, oh God, your hand move mightily. Oh God, among the nation. Oh God, in our Sunday. God, that they will know that our God is a redeemer. Oh God, in our Sunday. God, that they will know that our Lord is King. That they will know that our God, He is the Lord. Oh my God, strong and mighty in the battle. Our God, that you're the one that defends this nation. You're the one. our God that keeps over us. You're the God that never sleeps nor slumbers. Therefore, will not consume. I thank you, oh God, that throughout the night, oh God, that you kept our enemies still. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that those that hate America, oh God, that you kept them at peace with us. Oh God, that we didn't wake up. Oh God, our God, to a violent war, that we didn't wake up to a violent strike on our country. Our God, because you have kept our city, because you have kept our nation, because you have watched over us, because you, oh God, have been our redeemer. Our God has not been, oh God, our military might, oh God, that keeps us, and we know them for that. We're grateful. Our God, in the name of Jesus, we do not glory even in our own wisdom. We don't even glory, God, in the wisdom of those that lead the country. We don't glory, oh God, in the wisdom of those, oh God, our God, that are at the helm, oh God, of our military. Our God, but we glory in you. Our God, our God, because every skill of war, our God, every method of defense, our God, it starts in you. Our God, you're the one that releases strategies from the heaven. If you don't touch our mind, oh God, if you don't keep them, our God, if you don't give them what to do, our God, they won't know what to do. Hallelujah. Hey, God, hey, my Sunday. Our God, you're the one that calls us every plan we have to work. You're the one, oh God, our God, that even when we set goals, you're the one, God, that brings them to pass. Our God, but if we commit our ways unto you and trust in you, you'll bring it to pass. Oh, God, our God, we can't glory in our wisdom. We can't glory in our might. Oh, God, but your word declares, let him that glory, glory in this understanding that you are the God that execute judgment in the earth. Our God, that you are Lord. Our God, that you are the one that is in control. Oh, God, that you are the one. Our God, that's determining. Our God, our ending from our beginning. That you are creator of the heaven and the earth. That the Lord our God is our maker. Our God, you made us. And we bless you on this morning. We bless you for being our maker. We bless you, Lord. Oh, God, you are our maker. Glory. Oh, God, you are our buying dresser. Oh, God, you're the one that dresses us. You're the one that equips us. You're the one that keeps us, oh God. Mandosha. Mandosha. God, you're the one that speaks for us when we can't speak for ourselves. God, you're the one, oh God, that manages our life. You're the one that manages the unseen. You're the one that deals with the adversary. You deal with our enemy. You're the one, oh God, that opposes him that opposes us. For you are truly an adversary to our adversary and an enemy to our enemy. Oh God, you've given us longevity in the earth. But that we say thank you. Our God, you have lived in our days, oh God, according to your word, that if we bind your word, oh God, to our neck, that with long life it will satisfy us. And so that, oh God, it's still a privilege and an honor for me, you. Our God, and we pray, oh God, that you'll keep us looking into your perfect law. Oh, God, that you'll keep us in your word. Oh, God, that you'll keep us, oh, God, searching after truth. Oh, God, that you'll keep us, oh, God. Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, that you would keep us, oh God, in times of testing. Oh God, that you would keep us, Oh, God, that even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll be a keeper. Oh, God, that you will be, oh, God, our leader and our guider. Oh, God, that you will be everything we need when we need it. Oh, God, we thank you for on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, God, for all that you are doing. We bless you, Lord God, for everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are still dealing, oh God, with the very moral fibers of our nation. Oh God, when man's heart, oh God, is corrupt and evil, God, that you are still dealing with our morality. Oh God, that you are still dealing with us. Oh God, that when we conspire, oh God, oh God, to do evil within, oh God, when we make our game or shut them out, oh God, things illegal, oh God, that ought not to be, God, that you're still dealing with the moral fiber of humanity, and God, that you are still keeping us in an hour, oh God, oh God, when many, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are being led away by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Oh God, we don't take it for granted that you are being our keeper. Oh God, when there are those that are giving in, oh God, to the status quo, when there are those, oh God, that are higher bush, that have come into agreement, oh God, with man's standard. But Father, I thank you, oh God, that you continue to watch over us as your people, as your remnant, and remind us that there is a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Oh God, that you'll still remind us, oh God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh God, keep us, oh God, sitting in the wheel. Keep us, oh God, holding fast to the altar. Keep us, oh God, in on those shama. Our God, in prayer. Keep us, oh God, under the boche, among the sanctified. For your word declares that our inheritance is amongst the sanctified. And so every lie the enemy tries to speak to us, to bring us out of the assembly of the righteous, Father, give us an ear to hear, because you've already let us know, God, that our inheritance is amongst them. Oh God, so I pray, oh God, that you'll bind our feet to the congregation of the righteous, that you'll bind us, God, to the assembly of the saints, oh God. Oh God, that we will find ourselves in the house of God, doing the will of God, desiring, oh God, to please God. Oh God, I pray this morning, oh God, that be our will. Oh God, in my Sunday, oh God, I pray this morning, oh God, have your way. Have your way today. Pour out of the heaven. Pour out of all on those, oh God, that are under the sound of my voice. Oh God, pour out, oh God, pour out. Pour out, pour out your anointing. We ask you, oh God, for a divine outpour. We pray, oh God, for divine interruption. We pray, oh God, that you would interrupt cycles and traditions. Oh God, that only leads to more ungodliness and unfruitful. And God, that what God not calls us to walk, oh God, in obedience. Father, I pray, purge us in this hour. I pray for a purging of your body. I pray for a cleansing of your people. I pray for a washing. Oh God, God, that we are not leaning into our own understanding, but Father, I say in all our ways, let us acknowledge you, and your word declares that you will direct our path. Father, we need direction. There are those under the sound of my voice, God, they just simply need direction. Oh God, they just need to know which way to go, And I pray this morning, release the answer. Oh, my God. God, don't let them substitute or compromise the truth of your word. Oh, God, and the sound of your counsel and your voice. Oh, God, don't let them eliminate the counsel of God from their life. Oh, God, while they're in their decision-making process, while they're trying to decide, oh, God, what to do concerning a matter. Oh, God, don't let them do it without consulting you, without embracing the counsel and the wisdom and the mind of God concerning the matter. For your word declares that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof, Hayamando Shay is death. Hey, God, Emando Shah. Oh, God, we want our end. Oh, God, to be in you, not destruction. We want it to be in peace. And so, God, I pray, deal with the devourer, deal with the destroyer. Oh, God, Emando Shay, God, deal with his access and his ability, God, to get into our emotions. Father, uproot and purge from us every part, Ekodamando Shay, that he has in our psyche, every place. Oh, God, Emando Shama. My God, that he can enter into, Father, we say uproot now. We ask you to heal us now. We ask you to repair every breach. Oh, God, Emando Shama. You are our deliverer, Ekodamando Shama. Oh, God, Emando. And so, God, we say, Lord, have your way in us. Have your way in us. Ekodamando Shama. Oh, God, deal with us, Lord, in every aspect. Deal with us, oh, God, in the late night hour. Oh, God, deal with us, oh, God. Have mercy on us. Lead us, God. Speak to us. Oh, God, put your hand on our mind. Oh, God, touch our mouth, oh, God, that when we open it, oh, God, that our words are seasoned with grace. Put your hand on our heart. Oh, God, that we'll love like you love. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will lose ourselves in you. Oh, God, that we'll become submersed in you, in your will, in your word. Oh, God, let your righteousness be a cloak on us. Oh, God, heal us, oh, God, heal us, and we shall be healed. Oh, God, fill us, oh, God, fill us again, I pray. Father, you say they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. I pray for a feeling that only you can give us. I pray, oh, God, Emando Shea. Oh, God, that you oh, God, will touch us like nobody else can. That you would do in us what nobody else can do. Oh, God, am I Shekoramando see? Oh, God, Yando Shekoramando Samai. Yes, Lord, we want you and we need you. Yes, God, am I no shame? We open up ourselves. Oh, God, Yando Shekoramai. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we open up ourselves to you. Ekodamando Shea. Ekodamando Samai. Our God, passing us to your voice. Let us, oh God, be bound to the very voice of God. Hey, Mando Shake. Our God, that the stranger we will not follow. That the spirit of deception will not. Oh God, that he will not pull us in. Yes, Lord. Our God, we ask that you would do this. Do it, oh God, for your name's sake. And do it that your name might receive the glory. Do it that your name receives all the honor. Do it, oh God, Emando Shay, that men might see our good works and praise our Father who is in heaven. Emando Shay. Ekodamando shama, mando shekeme ekodamando sha. Oh, mando shekemantia. Oh, God, we love you this morning. We bless your holy name. We bless you, oh God, for the privilege, oh God, to be able to come into your presence. We bless you for it. We bless you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, for being able to step in. Oh God, to be able to discern where you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Oh God. Mandohusha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, let's give you glory this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Through every trial, through every test, the Lord has been faithful. Oh, God, he has been faithful. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for being the God that keeps covenant. Thank you, Lord, for being the God that watches over his word to perform it. Thank you, Lord, for being God, our present help. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for every benefit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Mandohusha. Ekora mandohusha. Oh, God, we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Jesus, God. Surely you have a sound of worship that you can release from your mouth on this morning. Surely there is a sound of praise that you can release this morning unto the Lord. Go ahead and just begin to worship him. Thank you, Lord. Worship your Lord. Worship your God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hiya, Mandusha. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there no sound of worship this morning? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya, Madusha. Mekora mandosha. Ekora mandia. Ekora mandosha. Yes, Lord. Emandosha. Ekora mandia. Shekana mandia. Ekora mandosha. Kema manas. Ekora mandosha. Ekora mandosha. Tamandia. Satama. Mandosha.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Living God. Thank you. Thank you for guidance and instruction, God. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for guidance, direction, and instruction, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy King. Thank you, Lord. Glory, worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for intervening, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for delivering, God. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for teaching me, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God, for not leaving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
God is doing a new thing in this hour.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, God, you got to learn to respond to God's voice.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, Emando
Hoshatama. Oh, God, Ekodamasha.
Hey, Amandosha.
That's my will, that my
voice. Oh, God, that we respond to his voice. Hey,
yes.
We respond to what he says. We respond whenever he challenges us. We respond when he commands us to worship. God, I will respond. I'll be a first responder. God, I give you what you want.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
I got everything that tries to stop us, oh God, from participating in worship. I got whatever, oh God, that is in our heart, Father. I thank you that you already know it. And God, we don't need you in position to judge our thoughts or our hearts. Father, we need you, oh God, to receive our worship. We don't want you to have to judge our reactions. But Father, we want you to receive our worship.
Glory
to God.
Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes, please know that whenever God gives an instruction, you position, oh God, you position God in your response. Your response position the God that responds. Whatever your response is, hallelujah. If he sends a command to worship and you worship him, you position him in the place where he's standing to receive your worship.
Oh God.
If he's sends instructions for you to worship and you withhold for whatever reason, you put him in a position to judge to see what's stopping you from worshiping. If it's pure, then you'll receive the blessing of it. If it is, hallelujah, caught up with anything else, you position God to see it because he has given an instruction. No matter what instruction God ever gives you, if he tells you to call someone, to go somewhere, your reaction positions God, your response puts him in a position. Either in that moment when he gives you a response to do whatever, he is either going to be in a position to bless you because you obeyed, or he will be in a position to deal with the reason you didn't. Hallelujah. Always know whatever instructions you God gives you, you are positioning his response.
Yes, God, thank you.
Glory. For obedience is better than sacrifice. So no matter what, whenever God gives you something to do, Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Handle every instruction of the Lord with care. From this day forward, because you have received this revelation, handle every instruction of the Lord concerning your life with care. God, I will handle every instruction with care. I will handle every instruction, God, whatever you ask me to. Whatever you send me, oh God, I will handle it with care. I got, if it's on my job, if it's in my family, if it's at the church, if it's in the marketplace, whatever instruction you give me, God, I will handle it with care, oh God. Because I know run my response is positioning you. However I respond to your instructions is putting you in a God in a position. Oh God, to receive my obedience. Oh God, to respond to my behavior. Oh God, if I'm too bound. Oh God, by what's going on in my life to worship. I got you wherever I make my situation bigger than my worship. I may what I'm going through bigger than you. I may, oh God, what's happening in this present world, what's happening in the material realm, bigger than my expression of love and gratitude and honor to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus and Lord. God, we say even in this moment for the times that we have done that, Father, we repent on this morning. We repent, oh God, and we say have mercy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, for nothing. Oh God, should ever, oh God, I'll be bigger than our response to you and worship. For worship is not a spectatorship. Thank you. And see, God has already responded because I hear the Lord. I hear God already saying for someone, I hear it. God says, I'm going to avenge you in this. I am going to avenge you in this. I will be an adversary to your adversary. Somebody says, unlock an answer in your worship out of your obedience. You get positioned, God, to respond. And God says, I'm going to be an adversary to your adversary. I will avenge you in this.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanks to God. Let's just begin to pray for that man of God.
Yeah. Ekodamando region that he is in, that God is going to begin to raise up a mighty army in that region. Ekodamando Shekodamandia Nando She, because there are territorial assignments in that region. Ekodamando She, Ekodamando Satamandiando Hoshe, Ekodiandelamando Hoshe. So let's just begin to pray that God will raise up divine strength in that area to that man of God, that God will raise up an army, that God will send in help in the spirit realm. Ekodamando She, that God will surround and cover him. Ekodamando She, and God, we thank you for the regional assignment even on his life. We thank you for the territorial assignment even on his life. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you began to give him divine strength. And God, we thank you that you've already heard his prayer. And Lord God, that you are moving concerning him. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you're going to begin to position those. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit. Oh God, you can bear the weight of that region. Oh God, in intercession. And Father, we say, raise up a mighty army. Raise him up now, God, that there be a resounding sound, oh God, in that territory. Oh God, that will split the ear of the enemy. Oh God, that will break down the stronghold. Oh God, that will drive out every demonic force. Oh God, that will drive out every spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. Father, we bless you on this morning, God, that the spirit of sorcery and craftiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that is on an all time high in that region. God, that you're raising up mighty voices. God, that will tear down, oh God, the demonic plots. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are coming against demonic schemes. Oh God, Ekodamando Shekemese, yes, Ekodamando Satamaya, yes, Ekodamando, every demon of sabotage, Father, that you are already, God, that you are already working against every spirit of sabotage in that region. Come on, intercessor, pray with me. Ekodamando Shekemese, pray as you are, we plead the blood over him. We plead the blood over his household. We plead the blood over all of those that are connected to him. We plead the blood over his possession. God, we ask you for divine orchestration to begin to divinely orchestrate the things that need to happen. Oh God, in the region, in the realm of the spirit. I God, Imando Shakama. I God, Imando Shakama. And Father, we say, make haste now to deliver him. Make haste. Now, oh God, Ekemando Shake, yes, Ekodamando, every diabolical plot, Ekodamando Shake. Father, we ask you that you release your power like a missile. We ask you that you release the power and the glory of God like a missile to destroy the plot at the root. Every diabolical assignment, Father, release it now. Release your holy power, Ekodamando Shake. Our God and Father, I pray, surround him. Father, we drive out the spirit of fear in this hour. For our God is not giving us the spirit of fear, but a power and might and a sound mind. We resist that lying spirit of fear. For perfect love, that's our fear. For fear has Father, you did not send that spirit to torment us, but we come against the tormenting spirit of fear. And our God will paralyze us when we are unable to operate in obedience. Oh God, have your way now. Ekodamando Shatamai. Ekodamando Shatamai.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
And he sent his word to heal them and to deliver them out of all of their troubles. Give him the word that's going to heal and deliver in their region. For the word heals and delivers.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. He sent his word. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mandosha. Mandosha. Where are you calling from? Because we're going to have to continue to lift up that region that God is very specific. I think you say you're calling from London, or where are you calling from?
Yeah, Leicester in UK.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Leicester in UK. Leicester.
Leicester
UK,
in UK.
United
in the UK.
Kingdom.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
I heard the UK,
yeah.
But the first part I didn't hear.
It's in UK. The city is called Leicester. Leicester.
Leicester. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Leicester.
We're going to be praying for that region. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I understand why the Lord was pulling for us to open our mouth, because when you opened your mouth, it just released, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord directed directly towards you, man of God. And so that's why we have to be obedient, because we never know what God wants to do in that moment. But as you opened up your mouth, he dropped so heavily to begin to pray for that region, that God will raise up an army there in that region, an army of intercessors. Thank you, Lord, for territorial assignment. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that God will begin to strengthen even you in that area, and whatever your role is in that area, that God will begin to give you wisdom and strength. Hallelujah. And pour out into you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you will do whatever it is that God would have you to do, and every spirit of opposition, that the Spirit of the Lord will come against the spirit of opposition, that you'll begin to feel the liberty and the freedom, hallelujah, to move forward in the things of God. So we just will continue to lift you up, man of God. If you could just tell us your first name. What is your first name for the intercessors to hear?
Francis.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so you are in our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Until he raises up that army that's over, that needs to be in position over there, you got an army over here that's covering and that's standing with you, man of God, in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God will connect. Hallelujah. Across the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Whenever there is a plan of God, God has a way of bringing divine connections. Only God can do this. Only God can do it like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And for that, we are grateful. We thank the Lord for this time of intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. As we are preparing to close out, if there is anything anyone needs to share before we close out, we're preparing to end this call on this morning. I want to make sure I have all the lines open in the event anyone needs to share anything. And I do. If there's anything anyone needs to share before we close out. Thank you, Lord. The lines are open. And so is this moment. Thank you, Lord. And we continue, and we do lift up the Campbell family in their time of bereavement. Father, remember them, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you'll watch over them, God, and that you would send a spirit of comfort. Comfort them, God. Hallelujah. You are a comforter. God, give them divine strength. Hallelujah. and give them divine peace concerning this matter. Father, rest on them heavily with your presence and your power. Father, we thank you for it now. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, this concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Again, we thank you for joining us during this time of intercession. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord continues to rest on you. We will connect with you again on next Saturday, 9 a.m. Go in peace. God bless you. This concludes our time of prayer.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.